Hey girl, do you feel like you're controlled by your cravings and you really just can't seem to overcome them? Do you want to learn how to manage those cravings and you just keep seeking out different ways and it's just not working? Well, today I want to talk to you about the secret code to stopping cravings. I'm going to share with you four tips to really know and understand your cravings and really how you can minimize them. And it's not about white knuckling through it all. So I hope you stick with me. Let's dive in. Hey girl, welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. I used to constantly crave sweet. Still, even now, the week before my cycle, I will definitely crave sweets. But it's really about how I eat the rest of the time that dictates how I manage those cravings. And I want to share that with you today. I feel like, I used to not understand how to eat. And so it was just this constant pursuit of something sweet. And I really wouldn't even guesstimate how much sugar that I would eat in a day. Especially if I was like making cookie dough or I had purchased something at the store, like maybe just junk cereal. I used to take junk cereal and eat it, half a box at a time. I have no idea how much sugar I consumed, but it was like I was just feeding this animal, right? Just feeding the craving, and yet my body would just keep craving it. And it was just every day. It felt like an everyday battle. And never really understanding the why behind the cravings, never thought of it that way, never thought, I just thought that I didn't have any willpower. That's really what I thought. And that's really not the case at all. So I want to hopefully shed some light for you today, because I used to beat myself up all the time. I was like, I just have no willpower. I don't understand it. How can I stop this constant craving of sugar? And it really wasn't until I began to look at my meals, and really that made a huge impact on my constant desire for something sweet. Now, I still enjoy a little piece of chocolate or something after a meal, but it's not like it was, long ago, where I would just dive in and it didn't matter how much dinner I'd eaten. I would just go all in with the sugar and the sweets. So let's talk about what cravings are. First of all, cravings are really feedback from our bodies, our biofeedback. It's our bodies are telling us something through cravings. And I've talked about this in other episodes, checking your heck, your hunger, energy, and cravings, and doing a check-in with yourself throughout the day. Am I hungry? How's my hunger? What about my energy levels? And then lastly is your cravings. So how are my cravings? Am I craving anything? Why am I craving it? Asking those questions. We either need something or we need to get rid of something. This is the bottom line when it comes to cravings. We either need something, our bodies need more of something, or we need to get rid of it. And these are just really just signs for us. This biofeedback is just a sign for us to really do some work to find out why. So I want to help you do that. I want to help you figure out the why behind your cravings. And, there is a difference between the craving and emotional eating. So you do have to understand that, right? If you're going into the pantry because you're bored, you're sad, you're lonely, you're tired, like that's different than a craving. So understanding that your cravings are that feeling that you have to have something more, and it's not based on anything emotional, okay? So make sure you understand the difference there. So let's talk about what cravings aren't, right? They aren't a reflection on your character, okay? This was something that I had a hard time really overcoming, because I just felt like I was such a loser when it came to avoiding them. I thought that it was something that you had to have willpower to do. And I couldn't believe other people just didn't have the same issue I had. And they aren't a reflection of who you are. They aren't a reflection of your character. They aren't a reflection that you're weak. You're not, you are not normal for having them. People have cravings all the time. Lots of people have cravings, and it's not just you. So you're not alone in this, okay? They really aren't something to ignore, because this is one big thing that I found out. When you ignore your cravings, for me, it was setting myself up for a major binge, and avoiding the craving was not the way to go about it. It was trying to figure out and back things up to figure out why I was having the craving. So, how do we handle them? I'm going to give you these four tips. So, if you want to grab a notebook and a pen, let's do this. Tip number one is evaluate what you're eating. Okay. You have to kind of do a deep dive into the meals that you ate leading up to the craving. Look at your meals. What do they consist of? Are you eating a solid amount of protein at each meal? Protein is not peanut butter, okay? Peanut butter is a fat. It's got protein in it, but it's not a huge chunk of protein, okay? So you got to make sure that you're looking at your meals, making sure that you've got a good source of protein. We're talking 18 to 25 to even 30 grams of protein at a meal to try to keep you fuller longer. Adding fiber, veggies, adding that to your meal is very beneficial because it keeps you fuller longer. But also having those healthy fats in there. If you're somebody that's not having any fat at all throughout your day, if you are not putting any olive oil or you're not using flaxseed oil, maybe in a shake, you are avoiding avocado because you just don't want to have fat in your diet. Your body needs healthy fats. 5 to 6 servings a day. You need to make sure that you're getting good fats into your diet. And if you're avoiding that, your body's going to be missing that, and it's going to lead to cravings. If you're eating processed foods, high carb, low protein diet, you're going to have cravings. Processed foods just feed that issue. The processed foods are full of sugars. They're full of sodium, and maybe you don't crave sweets. Maybe you're craving salty. Whatever your cravings might be, the same is the issue is the same. The backing that up, trying to figure it out, it's the same. Evaluate what you're eating and figure out what you're missing. The second tip is that no meal is eaten in isolation. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is what you eat for breakfast will impact what you eat for lunch. What you eat for lunch will impact what you eat for dinner. What you eat for dinner could impact what you're eating later in the day or at night before you go to bed, or also the next day. So think about when you're eating your meal, it's going to impact you later in the day. So your breakfast meal, if your breakfast meal is a bowl of cereal or a cup of coffee, you're not setting yourself up for success. You're going to end up craving something later in the day because that was not a satisfying, filling, satiating meal. And so you're going to end up grabbing something on the go because you're starving, and potentially end up craving something either in the afternoon or the later in the day that it gets. The more tired that you get, the easier that it is to kind of succumb, feel the cravings, and then actually go for it, right? So ensure each meal has 20 to 30 grams of protein. Get your fiber to keep you fuller. Think about how you're building out your day. And if that means you got to do a little bit of prep work, don't grab a granola bar for your snack. Like, that's just not going to cut it. That's going to feed the sugar craving. Okay. A granola bar is full of sugar. It's not healthy. It's just basically processed foods, right? It's not what you need. Maybe you choose a Greek yogurt and maybe make some homemade granola with some healthy fats in there. Sprinkle that on top. Lots of recipes out there on Pinterest for healthy granola. If you want to have that little bit of crunch, put that on some Greek yogurt. Have some cottage cheese with an apple, whatever that is for a snack, but don't grab a granola bar. That's just going to make you hungrier and crave more as you go. So again, no meal is eaten in isolation. So think about how you're building your meals starting with breakfast. All right, tip number three is evaluate your sleep. This is huge. We don't understand that our sleep can impact our cravings. When we're tired, this can set us up for the cravings for sure. Lack of sleep is always going to increase the cravings. Your quality of sleep is important. Try to make sure that you have a dark room that's cool, that is noise-free. And for me, I like to have white noise. So I've got a fan going. I like the air circulating. I like to have be a cool room so that I don't wake up sweating. So make sure that you're doing that for yourself so that you can get quality sleep, but also shooting for 7 to 9 hours of sleep if possible. And I know some people just don't sleep that long. Some people like 6 hours and they're good to go. But really think about, is my sleep, could my sleep be impacting my cravings? And maybe you can try to back that up a little bit. Maybe you try to shoot for 7 hours if you're constantly getting six and a half. Try to get 7 hours. So that you can kind of evaluate how your sleep is impacting you throughout the day. You've got to give your body that recovery period. Elevated levels of cortisol are just going to just backfire on you because the next day you're going to be tired and you're going to reach for those sweets or whatever it is that you might be craving. All right, last tip. Use intermittent sampling. And what is intermittent sampling? Basically, what intermittent sampling is being able to have bites of things, but not eat the whole thing. Enjoyment of what it is that you like, but in small increments. It's just sampling of things so that you are getting a little bit of that sweet, that you're getting a little bit of that satisfaction, but you're not overdoing it. And peppering these in throughout your week are a great way to try to avoid having those really harsh cravings that you might end up having. So completely restricting the things that you crave really isn't always the best way to do that because again, that can backfire. Choose your special treats that you like. Maybe there's a good alternative. If you like chocolate, maybe try to find yourself a good dark chocolate, something that is 70% cocoa or higher, just because it's less in sugar and it's can sometimes that can change, your palate can change. So maybe try a couple different ones, some really good quality chocolate, and maybe you'll find that that is really a satisfying thing for you. Maybe you have a little square after your dinner at night, and maybe that's going to be satisfying for you. So try different things, different alternatives to things that you enjoy that can satisfy that sweet tooth. I like to do some low sugar vanilla Greek yogurt. Add in some PB Fit, that powdered peanut butter, and just a few miniature dark chocolate or miniature chips. And you just, that's just, it got a little crunch in there, but it's got peanut butter and it's very satisfying. It kind of satisfies that sweet tooth. That's a great thing to get your protein. And, it's just an example of a quick snack. Small bites of things that you like really can help you, your eating really help kind of take the edge off. And it's not about restricting everything completely to avoid cravings. It's about fueling your body and feeding your body well at every meal and being able to get the veggies in to try to eliminate processed foods and then have these little samplings throughout the week so that you're not feeling deprived and find out where your cravings are. Again, doing that check of your cravings every day, backing it up and figuring out why you're having the craving and what led to it. Do the little bit of investigative work. Remember, it's not that you don't have willpower. It's not that you just can't do this. You can do this, but there's some tools that you need to practice to help yourself figure out what it is that is creating the cravings and causing the cravings. So I hope this has helped you. I hope that this has given you some practical things that you can really evaluate, look at, and begin to can maybe kind of shift and change so that you can find success in being able to minimize and manage your cravings and not feel out of control. I hope that this has blessed you. I would love to hear where you're at in your journey. You can always email me at Tara J, TaraJ at dietdishing.com. Would love to pray for you and guide you in where it is that you want to go in this journey and how you want to overcome. So take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.